there. Anybody home? This is Verl Vaughn. And look who's with me, Don Moreland.
With my favorite organist, pretty little Adele Scott.
An armload of songs.
And a proposition. Come on and choose a song, partner. I'll sing it for you. You're a cute partner, so here's what I'll do. I'll sing a sad song.
A sweet song?
Or a song about the spring. I'll sing a hillbilly ditty.
A song about the city, or
a solid boogie beat I'll swing. A dreamy tune. A lament about the moon. Or that gal who done me wrong. So choose a song, partner, and give me a clue. Choose any song and I'll sing it just for you.
For me?
For you. I'll sing it just for you.
Well, top of the morning to you, Donovan. Buenos dias, mi amigas y amigos.
Hey, mi Perlita. How you are?
Me darling.
Say, isn't it seem you remembered the clue to your fair song from last time, Donovan?
Yep. A good neighbor song with a lilt. The love affair and big family history of an Irish guy from Hoboken.
And me, Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita,
hey,
Lolita, Juanita.
Hey, the song, she is on her way. He was a handsome young Irish lad, and she was the Mexican beauty. It was fiesta, and I might add, romantically he was on duty. A boy and a girl neath the stars. I can tell it in 64 bars. His Irish heart went bingo when he saw the Rose of Juarez.
Woo!
Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita Lopez. Oh, you're a lovely thing, oh. For me, there's but one girl, he says.
Woo!
Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita Lopez. Mandolins began to play, and her lips were there to kiss. As they danced, I heard him say, New Jersey was never like this. The bells began to ring, oh, and they rode away on a mule. To prove I'm not joking, if you're in Hoboken, drop in for a minute and you'll meet Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, O'Toole.
And there's little Teresa, Maria, Elisa, and Patsy, and Molly, and Mike. And there's Jose, and Pancho, and Pedro, and Sancho, and Tommy, and Timmy, and Spike, and some more, I think.
Of course there are others, they're sisters and brothers, they're older and they go to school. There's no more to my song now, so I'll run along now. That's all for Lopez and O'Toole.
Oh, that was fun, Don. Now I've got another one.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. No, you don't.
Hmm?
Well, this time it's my turn to pick out a number, and not for me. Adele Scott promised to fill a request of mine now and then, and here comes number one.
Oh, swell. I've got one, too.
Phooey. She promised me first, didn't you, Adele?
Okay, okay. What's the number, little fellow?
Well, one evening at the Pompeian Room of the Congress Hotel in Chicago, I heard Adele fill a carload of requests for the one and only Horace Staccato. She laid him in the aisles. And sweet gal that she is, she's going to bear down on it right now for us. Give it the words, Adele. Thank you.
Well, how do you like that? Can you imagine a good-looking blonde gal like Adele making with the hands and feet like an intellectual long hair?
And why not? The age of real accomplishment and true feminine beauty is upon us to stay. Every woman's life is wide open to all the excitement and romance she deserves and needs. But every woman, no matter what her chosen field, must choose to keep herself attractive enough to find this good life. It's no news to a woman that her figure must come first. And if you've been in the store to let our expert fitters show you the wonder-working magic of form fit, it's no news to you that the easiest, surest way to achieve figure perfection is yours in a life bra and life girdle by form fit. Hand in hand, just like beauty and achievement in a modern woman, these two wonderful garments work together to take perfect care of your figure lifeline all the way. Why, it's simply another case of real form-fit cooperation between two garments, specially designed and cleverly tailored to team up on your figure for your better lifeline and your better life. In spite of what the gentlemen say, you know, they admire women who do things. And those women are truly attractive to look upon. They love it when these women do things to them. It definitely gives them ideas. Ideas like this one, for instance.
Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say, for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? You think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with.
Long ago, I was listening to the radio, and my favorite male singer in all the world sang a song I'd never heard before. A sweet, sentimental old love song,
written by the man who died before he had a chance to know how many people would love his songs, Stephen Foster. And, of course, it was Don Moreland I heard singing the little-known Foster song.
I imagine that would be Nell and I, girl. And I'd love nothing more than to sing it right now.
We parted in the springtime of life, Nell and I, with all our rushing joys in their bloom. But now we've met the world's busy strife, Nell and I, and suffered from its dark, chilling gloom. Yet my heart will sigh for those days gone by that float in my memory's sweet refrain. We parted in the springtime of life, Nell and I, and I'll never see her bright smiles again. Yet my heart will sigh for those days gone by that float in my memory's sweet refrain. We parted in the springtime of life, Nell and I, and I'll never see her bright smiles again.
Oh, I could listen to that one forever, I think, Don. But unless me old ears deceive me, our theme's in the background. And that means time for the clue to your first song next time. It was written by that grand old man of Broadway, Joe Howard.
Not much of a clue, Burl. He wrote so many.
But wait. This one's the theme song of a 20th Century Fox movie now. In fact, the movie's named for the song. Think that one over along with Don, friends, and next time, check your guess. For now, thanks a lot for having us over, and this is bye-bye for just a little while from Don Moreland, Adele Scott, and me. Be around when we come back again, too.
Choose a song, partner, and I'll take the clue. Choose any song, and I'll sing it just for you. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee. I'll sing it just for you.